It's my pleasure to interview Libby. Now, Libby is with Hickey, which is down in the main street down there. They run a whole lot of different programs, and if we get time, we'll touch on a few of those. But one of the things, in fact, there's a couple of cars in our car park where they do transport. But anyway, we will try and get hold talk about some of those. But the major reason that Libby's come in is that they've got a big expo coming up. So can you tell us a bit about it, Libby? First of all, when is it and what's at the expo? Expos can cover all sorts of things.
Sure. The expo is on the 23rd of May, and that's corresponding with Volunteer Week for the National Volunteer Week. And it's going to be held over in the Darren Honey Centre of the Uniting Church. And basically, it's called Your Year to Volunteer, and it's going to be showcasing lots of different organisations. So over 20 organisations have said that they want to be a part of it.
Mainly based in the Hillsville area?
Mainly based anywhere from the Yarra Glen sort of to Mount Tullabawong sort of region. And, so they're going to be able to chat to people and tell people how they can become involved.
Libby, let me ask you why you've felt the need for the expo. Is it that people, well, I believe people aren't volunteering like they used to. Is that the reason behind it, or what's the reason behind having the expo?
It's part of the reason. They do say that over the last 10 years or so, we have had a decline in volunteering. And I think that's particularly been the case since COVID. People sort of have retreated a little bit, and it's taken a while for them to sort of come back out into the community.
And they sort of got used to not going out and doing their volunteering, and when it petered out, and I know Rotary and Lions and that would tell you exactly the same, that people just didn't come back.
That's right. That's right. And it has become a struggle for a lot of organisations. So that's partly why we wanted to do it. It wasn't just purely for Hickey's sake. Hickey are hosting it. And, of course, Hickey has a huge family of volunteers. So for us, of course, we wanted to do something like this, but we're quite aware that there are so many other organisations that contribute to the community and who are also in the same situation.
Right. I've got to ask you, so just to expand this a little bit, what sort of I know you've got 20 groups and we're not going to sit here and go through 20 different names.
Sure.
But what sort of, from where to where, sort of a rough idea of some of the groups that are coming?
So we have groups as big as your CFA and your SES, where the contribution that people make to those is huge. But then we've also got people who are to do with, I don't know, whether it's a community cleaning up rubbish, no reason for rubbish, for instance. Or we have the op shops. Who all contribute to the community and to the organisations that run them.
And the unfortunate part, if you don't have the volunteers for the op shops, you don't create the money, and all those op shops, whatever they raise goes out back into the community,
doesn't
it?
That's right. So there are lots and lots of different ways that people can volunteer, and different opportunities for different interests, really, whether it be people wanting to contribute to actually like food relief, for instance, with Hickey, or whether it be transport, or whether it be, as I said, the op shops, or there's men's sheds, there's U3A who run workshops, and
we have them here. Plenty
that's
of time.
Right. That's right. So, so there's a huge range. Whether you're interested in the environment, it sort of covers a whole gamut.
You could. Hang on, I've just keep talking.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, you gotta love the phone that goes off.
The reason I left it on, of course, I was hoping that somebody would ring for the last hour and tell me they're on their way. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had on.
That's
sorry.
Right. Yeah, no worries.
Keep going.
Yeah, so there's a great breadth of organisations.
So almost you could find something that suits your interests.
That's right.
You?
That's right. Yep. And that was our aim. And another reason why we wanted to do it was because we know that it's not a new concept. The council have been running sort of volunteering organisation events in the past. But in speaking to people, what we found that they might drive half an hour down there, and the Yarra Valley is a very large place.
Absolutely.
And so you'd drive half an hour down there to find an organisation that you might become interested in, but it might actually take you an hour to get there.
Yep.
And to do your volunteering work. So what we decided was it'd be great to have a local event.
Yep.
Yeah.
That sounds terrific. I've got to take a quick break in a minute. We've got to pay the bills. Some sponsorships popped up. But I would, well, I guess, it, pardon me, you're going to tell me this is true. There's been a lot bigger call on food relief in the last, pardon me, 2 years, hasn't there?
There has. And in fact, even for us, we're seeing just even in the last couple of months an enormous difference of numbers of people who are walking through the door.
Because they're talking now, and I don't want to sidetrack ourselves here because we're here to talk about the expo, but they're now talking about the working poor, that they can still be working. Like once upon a time you thought if they're out of work and no money, but they're saying now that you can be working on a full-time wage, and because of the cost of things going up, and particularly I think in COVID, a lot of the ladies lost their jobs because they're in different sorts of industries, and I don't mean to be sexist there, I believe that's true, and they haven't got those jobs back. And so all of a sudden you've got your whole life or your whole household based on two incomes, there's only one. So
that's right.
They've been saying that there is quite a lot of working poor.
Yes. Yeah, there are. And particularly at our way, I think it gets very hard with transport.
Yep.
You know, we know that the fuel costs have been up really high in the last, you know, couple of months.
Yeah. And that's got worse.
Yeah. And for us, it is actually very hard because public transport is a little bit haphazard at times.
Yep.
So that just sort of adds to the difficulties that people face.
All right, got to take a quick break and we're going to come back with more. We're going to be talking to Libby. There are a couple of other questions I want to ask her first, and then we'll keep talking about this expo. She'll tell you more. And when we get to about 2:55, because Matt will be here at 3:00, Libby will give you all the contact details, not only about the expo, but if something else that she's talked about may be something that you need to get involved or want to get involved in. So Libby will give that about 2:55. Libby, we always try to find a little bit about our guests. We're going to talk a lot more about Hickey, so please don't go away, and Libby will tell you a lot more about some of the other things they do as well as his expo. And also, if you want to get involved with Hickey, that they'll no doubt be looking for volunteers, not only on that day, but at any other time. First of all, Libby... Oh, someone's playing with the computer. How long have you been involved with Hickey?
We first moved to Healesville about 18 years ago, and I think it was about 18 years ago that I started with Hickey. So I was called to be a part, to be the treasurer.
Yeah, all right, but let's go back a step.
Okay.
You got talked into the treasurer's job, which is not a fun job at the best of times, but why did you get involved with Hickey?
I think volunteering is really important.
Yep.
And I think some people naturally want to volunteer, like it's kind of a heart thing.
Yep.
And some people it's a head thing. And for me, I think it's a head thing. I know that it is really good for people to volunteer for their mental health.
Right. Yep, agree with that.
And I think it's a part of life balance, is not just, you know, spending your time doing things for yourself, but
yep.
thinking about your community and looking outwards.
I totally agree with all that. I think it's a great thing. And as you said before, you get more out than what you put in. But all right, 18 years ago, you're a very young lady. You've probably got a young family. I'm not going to pry into your family life, but that's still a fairly big commitment. I mean, a young lady with children could easily say, no. So what pushed you into it? Or was there one, is it what you're saying about, you know, in your head and you feel that you should do it, but was there one particular thing that you thought, I need to get involved?
I think I've always been fairly community-minded. And I think it was just that the opportunity arose. At the time, the president was a member of the Uniting Church.
Yep.
And, of course, Hickey came together, you know, 37 years ago.
Yep. Yep.
Through lots of people from all the different churches who came together and saw a need in
yep.
the community.
Yep.
And so, you know, presidency and the committee roles and that have always moved around.
So were you part of
churches.
The church?
Yes, so I'm right. a part of the Uniting Church.
Yep.
And yeah, there was somebody there who I happened to have very vague connections with from years beforehand,
yep.
who when I walked in sort of went, and I happened to be an accountant as well. So he saw the treasurer's role as being the
treasurer
great.
bank managers always get their gig.
Yes.
All right, just one more quick question, and I don't want to, again, intrude into your family because that's really nothing to do with it. But I'm just intrigued. Well, you've just told us you're an accountant. So when you were a young lady growing up, were you that way involved that you got into volunteering yourself, or did you wait until you had your family and you were involved in the church?
I had been involved in a couple of different things. Many of the things were around the church because the churches are often ways that people do volunteer
yep.
and do run programs
yep.
and that for the community.
And often the person in the church is more interested in doing that than somebody who's going to spend their time in the pub. I mean, the person who's going to spend
right.
their time in the pub is not going to do it. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'd done a couple of different roles. I'd run a cafe in the basement of the Collins Street Baptist Church on
yep.
Friday nights and...
Yep.
I'd done a number of different things this was just a particularly, like a larger commitment, I suppose.
Yeah. When you say that you, and I've got to get off this track,
I
promise you I am. But when you say like you did the cafe in the city and all that, have all the things you've done, have they been involved or revolved around the church?
I don't know if they've all revolved around the church, but they probably have all come from my understanding of a life of faith. So,
yep.
You know, you it's about giving and being a part of
yep.
the community.
And not taking.
And not just taking.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to get into your private life, but we do like to know a bit more about the person we're talking to, because people do get involved with all sorts of reasons. Mm. And the same thing with volunteering. One of the good things with having probably 20 plus groups there is you'll always get the volunteer who wants to particularly do that one thing, because, you know, while some people get involved with heaps of things, a lot of people like to do just one particular item, don't they?
They do. One of the things that I've been trying to, when I've been sending out correspondence to the organisations that are going to be a part of it, is trying to ask them to think about how people can volunteer and how volunteering looks in 2026 versus how it may have looked, say, 30 years ago.
Yep.
And people we know are time poor.
Yep.
And but that doesn't mean that they can't volunteer. It doesn't mean that they can't be a part of the community.
Yep.
And I often say, you know, don't just live in the valley, actually be a part of it.
True.
So,
and one of the things too that, and I'm not having a go at anybody here, but with occupation, health and safety, some of the volunteering that we used to do, you can't do anymore because...
And some of it, it's just a bit harder to, like you just have to go through a few more hoops in order to be able to do it. But that's just the reality, and we need to sort of work through those things.
Yep.
But people used to volunteer. They might say, okay, every Friday afternoon I'm going to volunteer for 4 hours.
Yep.
And these days... we need to think a bit differently. It might be that someone says, puts their hand up and says, I can volunteer at your event. And it might be one event that happens in the year, but their name is down.
Yep.
Or
yep.
It might be, I can, for instance, with Hickey, I can be a driver,
yep.
but I'm only available on an ad hoc basis. So if you have a driver who can't make it, you can maybe give me a call and be on the books in that way.
And I see also when you... as I walk past all the op shops, they've all got, you know, even if you can only give us an hour a month, you
That's
know,
right.
so it, you don't have to necessarily commit yourself to 3 or 4 hours. I mean, an hour a month is probably a bit less, a bit too little, but, you know.
I think it can also be task-based, and this is where I think organisations need to think a little outside the box when it comes to how people can volunteer for them. So it might be that there is a particular task that needs to be done that nobody's ever getting to, but you've got an administrative person who's out there who has the skills, who it actually wouldn't take too much, and they might be able to do it from home even, to do that task. So I think we need to think differently.
One of the things that I stress a lot on this show and we talk about is that, pardon me, very often when a person retires, and it could be a lady or a man who's been really good on computers and a bit like yourself, has been an accountant, or I should ask you why anyone would be an accountant. I think that would be a terrible job. But anyway, we won't sidetrack. That those skills are lost. And I think that's one of the great things. And I interview U3A often, and we're often talking about looking for new volunteers. You know, you might have some particular skill while you're working. Why should it just be lost?
I agree. And particularly the administrative skills and, you know, the treasurer roles, the secretary roles. A lot of people are quite scared to take minutes at a meeting, for instance. But then when they do it, they realise, actually, it's not that hard. Yep. And they can do it.
I challenge that. But anyway, that's another story. I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Silver tray, just to be thirsty in my caution, baby, home in bed. I tell you it's hard for me to stay away. You wake me till you've been down my day.
Talking to Libby, and we're talking about Hickey. Well, we were talking off air about being an accountant, but and she said that a secretary, it's easier what you think. Well, I've been doing it. Anyway, that's not my... We're not here to talk about me anyway. Libby, I just want to briefly touch on Hickey because we really haven't given Hickey a lot of time over the years. And I'd be happy to do some more interviews with Hickey because I know there's a variety of things that they do. We've done a few CSAs for them, but we really haven't done it in depth. Just give us a broad outline, and I know it's broad because we want to get back to the expo,
sure.
As to what Hickey does. I know they do some... I don't say it's not patient transfer because we've got two cars out here.
Yep.
So just tell us a little bit, and I know you've got a kitchen or something, haven't you?
So Hickey has, we've kind of got four strings to our bow at the moment. So we have volunteer transport.
Yep. Can I just ask you, that volunteer transport, is that taking sick people to hospitals or is it taking them like a homebound people to appointments, doctors and that?
It's more the latter. And yep. It's more about trying to make sure that people stay connected with their community as well.
Yes, very important.
So that's the first one. We have the dinner at Darren's. Which is held in the Darren Honey Centre every Tuesday night, and that's a community meal that anybody can go to.
It's not means tested?
No. No. Anyone can walk in off the street and come and have a meal, and, yep.
And
it's run
free.
By volunteers. It's
free.
It's free, yep. And then we have our community grocer program, which is the food relief. And then we also have community support, where we have a limited amount, partly because we did lose some funding along the way in the last year, but we do have a limited amount for bill support for people who all of a sudden get a bill and really need some assistance. But it's not just bill support. It's being able to sit down and talk to someone and say, okay, this is the circumstance I'm in.
Yep.
What are my next steps? How do I manoeuvre around this? How do I, make things a bit better?
Because one of the biggest problems, isn't they? Some people ignore these problems and it's either a mounting debt that's coming up or the organisation is going to sue you. And it's going to cost you money.
That's right. And we'll sit down and talk with people about those issues and, we can help them make phone calls to places and try to manoeuvre a way that is going to be a better way for people moving forward.
Because, let me just get... I just want to tease a couple of those things out. The dinner on a Tuesday night, you said, was it?
Right.
Every Tuesday night?
Yep.
That's more about... Apart from the fact that obviously some of the homeless will come because they haven't had a decent meal.
It's an opportunity.
Yeah, but it would also be about connection too, wouldn't it, to connect them
Absolutely.
To other people?
Absolutely. And we often find that there's a lot of older people who spend their nights sitting at home eating alone.
Yep.
And so it provides an opportunity for them to come. And you can see it's been running for, 20-something years.
Yep.
And you can see the connections and between people and just the joy of actually being able to sit down and talk with people mm. while you're having a meal.
One of the things we talk about a lot on this program, and I've got plenty of facts to back it up, they say that if we don't do something about isolation, the isolation of older people, that the death rate will become higher in that than what it will in cancer. Because mm. they just say that people will just a lot, and I'm not going to bore you to tears. I've interviewed people who have told me that they spent years just getting up in the morning, not even bothering to get dressed, sitting on a couch.
Yeah, it's one of the things that concerns me. Whilst I understand being able to stay in your home and yep. living independently can be a great thing,
yep.
and all of the money being piled into helping people through your yep. my aged care. On the flip side of that, there is also that isolation, and I yep. sometimes wonder if we're actually creating a bit of a problem as well. So for some people, it is not suitable to be at home on their own all the time.
I'll say something controversial, and I don't like to get involved, but it probably suits governments because it's probably cheaper to keep them in their home than what it is to build more things. Now,
yeah.
I said that. And you can take it for what you like. I'm not having a go at
I think there needs to be a balance.
Yep.
I think there needs to be a balance, and I'm just not sure that the discussions are actually very balanced.
Yeah, probably a bit balanced the other way.
Mm.
All right, so, and I guess we're going to, we'll have to take another break, I think, along the line, but Libby is definitely going to give you the contact details. And I guess before we do just take that break, Libby, I guess Hickey themselves would always volunteer, always be happy to have more volunteers, wouldn't they?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of different opportunities, yeah. a lot of different ways people can volunteer.
Well, I just, one that tweaked my interest, you just mentioned, you said the Tuesday night dinner is run by volunteers, so I guess you can't have enough, too many people doing that, can you?
No, that's right. And look, People volunteer in a team, so yep. there might be, say, six or seven teams, so they only have to do a dinner once every couple of months.
Yep.
And, if a group of people came together, they might come together and say, hey, we want to create a team to do one of the meals.
Yep.
And that'd be brilliant.
Sounds great. All right, we'll take a quick break. And then, as I say, as we get closer to 3 o'clock, Libby's going to give you a whole lot of contact details. And when talking to Libby from Hickey. Now, Libby, we've got a little bit more time. We need to go back on the expo because that was really what we're here to talk about. We've wandered around, but it was great to find out a bit about yourself, but also to find out about Hickey. And we need to talk to Hickey a bit more often so that we can help promote things and also that we can just keep reminding people what Hickey does, because there'll be people that do know everything about Hickey, but you've got no idea the amount of interviews that I do with organisations that are around, that have been around 30 years, and I get phone calls and messages, so didn't know they existed.
And I think people move in and out of town so often, so new people coming in don't necessarily know
about... In particular, retirees.
Yes, yes. So,
it's a great place to retire. All right, so on the 23rd of May, let's tell us, we haven't given times or anything like that.
So it's going from 11 a.m. until 3, so it's only a four-hour window. There'll be just some light refreshments and people will just be able to go around and talk to other volunteers, talk to people who are actually engaged already and find out about specific organisations and what volunteering opportunities there are.
And apart from these 20 groups, I mean, obviously people can wander around and talk to them, each and every one of them, but Hickey will be there as well about their opportunities.
Yes, yes. So I think all up we've got about 24, I think, so far, organisations. There's still room for more. So if anybody was listening and they wanted to, they feel like it is something that they would like their organisation to be a part of, they can always email me at president@hickey.org.au. And I'll get back to them straight away. And
so that's a 20. If somebody is does want to come along, what do they need to bring other than their own pamphlets? Do they need to bring tables, chairs, or whatever?
At the moment, we've got enough tables and chairs for them. Yep. So the main thing that people are bringing, if there are banners or if there's brochures or, you know, any kind of paraphernalia. We tried to say to people right at the start, we don't want people going out and spending money on it. It's a grassroots event. And we just want people to be authentic and to be able to really share what it is they do in the community and how they contribute.
And I guess the other good side, and I'm talking now to people who might be thinking, oh, we should get involved, the other thing is don't kid yourself. There'll be a lot of people around that no matter what your organisation is, no matter how long you've been there, when they walk up, you're like, so I didn't know this place existed.
Yeah, or I didn't know that those opportunities were available through that organisation. I mean, the radio is going to be there. So yes, you are.
Didn't even know that. All right. So that's on the 23rd of May, which is a...
Saturday. And it's actually the Saturday before the end of volunteering week.
So it's volunteering
the National
week.
Volunteering Week.
So we should hear more about that. The other thing is that we've talked about some of the other programs, so maybe, and I do stress this a lot, that people, when they do retire, often the skills that they've got just get lost. So if you've got an opportunity, it's well worth talking to Libby and the crew down at Hickey to see exactly what they want to do. So Libby, we've still got a bit of time, but let's give them some contact details so that they know how to get hold of you.
Sure. So you should be starting to see around town some banners and things that'll tell you all about the show.
Yep.
You can call Hickey on 59116000.
Hang on, too quick.
Okay, 59116000. Okay. And there's also, you can log on to the website and there is the showcase details on that front page.
And the website is?
Is hickey.org.au.
Now you better tell them how to spell Hickey.
It's H-I-C-C-I and it stands for the Healesville Interchurch Community Care Incorporated. It's a bit of a mouthful, but it's been going for a number of years. So.
But there's no dots in between the H-I-C-C-I.
No dots.
Now, Facebook, you'll be on Facebook, I'll bet.
Yes, you should be able to see some ads going around at the moment.
But if they want to find
out... And on the notice board and...
Yeah, but even if they want to find out more, if they just search Facebook for Hickey, you should find
it.
You should
be able to find it.
Yep. So there's plenty of opportunities there to talk to the to find out more about it. So it's 59116000 if you'd like to give them a ring, or hickey.org.au.
That's right. And if an organisation wants to get in touch because they'd like to be involved, they can always email me, president@hickey.org.au.
Righto. So they get to talk to the head honcho at the same time. All right, look, is there any... We've still got a few minutes. Libby, is there anything else you'd like to pass on about
Hickey? The showcase or
well,
about Hickey?
Either one.
Look, I just encourage people to come and have a look. You know, whether or not you've got a huge amount of time on your hands, you know, you've just retired, you've just come up here and you'd like to become involved, or whether or not you feel like you've got some skills but you don't actually have a huge amount of time.
I'm
pretty sure that you will find something that you can become a part of at the show. Okay. There's just going to be a lot of different opportunities available.
A number of people I've spoken to, pardon me, have retired. They've lived down the city and they've lived down Ringwood and, you know, further in Hawthorne and that. And then all of a sudden they get up here. And there are two things about volunteering. It's not only the fact that it gets you off your backside and gets you, you're doing something. The other thing is I've interviewed two or three people who've told me, you know, we retired up here, we didn't know a soul. And one lady said to me, she was 2 years before she hardly did anything, and she said, some days I didn't get dressed, other days I'd just go down, do the shopping, and home I'd go. Never spoke to a soul because we were not, and the checkout chick would just say, have a nice day, and that was the end of it. And she said, you know, the first time I walked down the street, and she'd eventually got involved with an organisation, that's why I was talking to her, and the minute someone called out, hi, Joe, she said, I thought, man, I've arrived.
Yes.
And that was over 2 years. So apart from the fact that if you volunteer, you can really do some good around the neighbourhood, it's got to be good for your own mental health as well, particularly if you're retired.
Yes. I think it is really good for your mental health. And it's just, if you talk to any of the Hickey family of volunteers, you will hear them say, particularly the drivers who sit beside someone who might be taking them to an appointment or and just having that conversation, you will nearly always hear them say they feel like they get more out of it than what they actually give.
And for that person that they're driving, that might be the only person they talk to that week.
Other than
when they get the appointment.
Yeah. And it's so important,
you
know, closing in on that isolation issue.
I think that, as I said before, I know I've got plenty of proof to prove that that isolation will be a killer, that people and Dr. Bob, I was talking to him and that we were talking about cancer and that, but also we were talking about isolation the same. Like, it's very easy to slip into depression if you're not doing something.
People should encourage their friends too. If they can see somebody that they feel really needs to have something like volunteering and that would actually really help them, encourage them to come along. Encourage them to talk to the different organisations.
It's not going to cost them anything to come and come to your expo.
That's right.
And I guess we should have just mentioned this. It's probably not going to cost any organisation to come along to either.
No, Hickey is hosting it, and we've been fortunate enough to get a small amount of money from the council. But otherwise, it is free to the organisations to come and be involved. We understand that organisations are strapped for cash as well. And it's free for people who want to attend.
I think the problem we've got everywhere is every organisation is strapped for cash, and so is everybody. It's just... not easy.
But it's these organisations that really knit the community. You know, we go out to work and we come home, we have our own little sort of spaces in our families and everything, but there's a whole heap of things that go on in the community that if they were gone, you would really notice they weren't there.
I was a councillor, pardon me, not up here, many years ago, and I asked them how much would it cost if all the volunteers pulled out, and they said the country'd go broke.
That's right.
You could not do three quarters of the programs that are. It's no good as relying on governments, council, or anybody. They could not replicate if all the it'd be billions and billions of. They said you just couldn't do it.
No. And all of these organisations that are involved, we've really tried to focus on organisations that have an outward viewpoint.
Yep.
So everything that they're doing, it is for the community. It's looking at. It's not just about community organisations that are fantastic, like your sporting organisations, but it's very, it's insular. They're doing it for their own.
And some of those, there's a fair bit of money available to sporting organisations.
That's right.
So
whereas for these organisations, they're giving it their time and their energies to help the community as a whole.
And very often, and I'm not having a go at any government, but very often don't get government funding.
That's right.
And, or if they do, it's very little.
And occasionally, you know, we will get people say, oh, Hickey gets so much money, and we think, actually, we don't. We don't. Our emergency relief program, the community growth, we don't actually get any government funding
don't
for
you?
That at all.
No. And I walked past the other day your office down the street. They said that something had to be cut back because you'd lost funding.
That's right. That's right. So,
which is not good. Look, Libby, it's been terrific to talk to you. I'd, as I say, we'll talk to Hickey a bit more from time to time, but certainly on the 23rd of May between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the
Healesville Uniting Church at the Darren Honey Centre. And if we get more people, we will be shifting furniture and
using
the whole property.
you will accommodate them.
That's right.
Right, 23rd of May between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. If you any interest, well, even if you're not sure you want to volunteer, go down. You might find something there that you really want to do. If you don't, certainly go down there, and there's plenty of opportunity. Or if you're part of a group and you haven't heard about this expo, get yourself down there and talk to Libby, send her an email and get involved. Libby, it's terrific to have spoken to you. I've got to go.
Thank you.
I'll be back on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade.